In this episode of Bear Podcast,
does gaydar really exist?
Pride film set to release in Russia.
Tesla testing autopilot in their cars.
And the emerging fetish of laying alien eggs inside yourself.
So sit back and enjoy the show.
Bear Podcast 579. Bigger than the Earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 579. And it's August 18th, Tuesday, 2015. Yes. And we have an announcement to make. Ray and I are now roommates.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Yay! That's right. So yeah, Ray is moving in this week. And we're going to start.
Back to being his surrogate husband, pretty much.
Uh-huh. So Ray's going to be settling in, and then we're going to be... It's easier to podcast now because you don't have to go anywhere.
I have to go all the way up the stairs.
Up the stairs, yeah, okay.
It's a long walk upstairs.
So when you sign off, you just go upstairs.
We still have to work all this down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But we're going to work on that because now that I'm here, we're going to work on Maynard rearranging and cleaning his house up.
Well, it's
to work with my OCD.
Oh yeah, good. Yeah, so I have a house cleaner too. That's awesome. Okay, so just a few weekend updates. So, what have you been doing, Ray?
I've been moving.
You've been moving stuff.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Patrick for
loaning me his truck.
Getting a truck.
Steve Stepanski for coming over and helping. I do really appreciate that. So
yeah, that's always awesome.
It's always nice to have an extra pair of hands. Actually, it's kind of interesting because I went and rented a storage shed, mm-hmm. 10 by 10, and I got all my stuff in there.
Oh, you got it all to fit?
But also threw away a bunch of stuff, and some stuff I just like, I don't need it. They don't want it. They throw it in the trash. So,
are they artwork, comic books that you threw
away? No, I did not throw the comic books away. The comic books are still there. They got wrapped up in plastic bags and put in there and hope they hold up until I can get my own place. But It was interesting how all your life can fit in a 10 by 10 space.
I know, all your life? Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So, because all the stuff that I wanted that I've kept over the years is in that 10 by 10 storage space right now. All the memorabilia, all the stuff that I wanted to keep. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. It's always good too. Life in a 10 by 10 room.
That's right, life in a 10 by 10. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the next great American novel, I'll write it.
Okay. You can write about it too.
I can write about it.
You can make a story. Aren't you writing something right now?
I'm still working on the Wolf story. Maybe I got a lot more free time on my hands now. I can finish.
Yes, that's right. You can do that. So Ray is going to be a writer. Okay, so last Saturday we met up with my friends David and Fernando and Jason also, and they have a friend with them, Gabby, kind of a chaser guy. So we watched this. Night of the Living Dead is the first time I've ever seen it. I thought I saw it before, but no.
It's you watched the original.
The original. Talk about the original. Original, the black and white. And the hero, you know, is this black guy who is really very active, very awesome. He's the protagonist of the show, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
And it was by George Romero. And back then it was the first... of its kind, I guess. Yeah, but back in 1968, I think that's when it was done. So
47 years ago.
47 years ago? Oh my God. So anyway, he had a budget either to make a Western movie or this movie, but then he didn't have horses. So he decided to do this instead.
Yeah.
And he did not patent it. The story and how it went. So that's why there are so many...
Yeah, but he's like the father of zombies.
Yeah, he's the father of all zombie movies.
I don't think
movies.
He gets the money for it, but he gets a lot of credit because everybody credits George Romero.
Oh, yeah. So everybody's copying him, like, you know, Walking Dead, Z Nation.
Well, no, they don't have zombies in Walking Dead.
Oh, that's right. They don't say they're zombies.
They have Walking Dead.
You have walkers.
Walkers.
You have walkers, and then they have, they have walkers. But yeah, I mean, the concept is there. And what's good about it is they actually set the rules on how to do a zombie movie, or the rules of how a zombie can die, or how a zombie should die, by shooting him in the head or hitting him in the head, so the brain would be.
Well, they had to come up with something. I mean, vampires have hearts.
Yeah,
you have to put a stake through their heart.
Yeah,
decapitate.
Because it would have been easy, also if other concepts that just shoot him in the same thing. You shoot him in the heart, and they would die. But no, they shoot him in the head, so they would die. I mean, that's pretty much set the tone, or set the rules of how to engage zombies. That has been going on for decades, and
for 47 years.
47 years. So yeah,
it all cultivated into The Walking Dead.
That's right. Yeah, so you shoot him in the head. But what's weird about that in the movie, in the Night of the Living Dead, they're afraid of fire. But I don't think that happens in the present ones. They don't care. If
they I don't think they care. But I think that might have been the whole thing, that they realized that they could be damaged or hurt that way, because fire could consume them and keep them from being whatever.
So. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, this was pretty good. It was good to hang out with the guys too. And okay, so moving on. We have also probably people who are watching right now. You may be watching an episode. I don't know what episode it was. Anyway, so special thanks to Slam.
Yeah.
Slam is actually a social network right now that is that's available on iOS and Android. It's pretty much like any other gay social media app that you have. You know, you could compete with
it's kind of Facebooky.
It's kind of Facebook type, but it's all mobile devices.
So yeah, for mobile devices. So. Yeah. And we had Larry on the show 3 years ago, and he talked about it because he was just starting it up. So
was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was 3 years ago.
Oh my God! Is it October 11, 2012? Yeah. Yeah. So it's episode 438. So people right now who are watching episode 438 now, it's, I don't know, you know, 577. What number are we now? 579.
So,
yeah. So
it's 3 years ago. Larry's on the show talking about his idea, and they developed it. So you can go check it out. You can go download it from the iTunes store or
wherever. Right, Android, on the Android Google Play. You can go. So just to
check out Slam. It's a gay Facebook.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So over 100, hundreds of new members a month and thousands of page views per day, equal to 2 million page views in a short time, with the second million coming faster than the first. And a few years ago, Slam was just an idea. And Larry, who made it, was fortunate to be our guest here in Bear Podcast. And we talked about
Slam. He's also a woofy muscle daddy.
He's a very hot bear himself too. Daddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Is your daddy bear? Or just daddy, muscle daddy.
Muscle daddy.
So yeah, so it's slamsocialnetwork.com. I guess that's how you can check out the website, and it would just really redirect you to the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. So you can do that. Okay, so he used to live here in Houston. Now he's moved to California.
Said she had to move away from there. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So next topic is actually, it's about gaydar. So did you read a little bit about this?
No.
It's basically about, does it really exist? So scientifically, does gaydar actually exist? So the word gaydar has been in use at least since the 90s, and has avoided a fake medical acronym along the lines of ASMR and HSP. What is HSP? You've heard of this before?
HSP.
HSP. Okay, so no one is pretending.
Hypersexual person.
Yeah, that could be it. Wait, highly sensitive person. That's what it is. I think, you know.
Highly sensitive penis.
Yes. Ooh, that's nice. Is that uncut? So anyway, no one is pretending to speak with the medical authority when they say that guy pinged my gaydar. But while it might sound almost dismissively to imply that we have devices in our brains that detect some kind of waves of gayness emanating from other people, gaydar is a well-studied phenomenon.
Some people are like a 1200-watt microwave on full.
Well, yeah. I mean, that somebody can tell. Yeah. Has the power to tell, or somebody that everybody can tell that he is gay. Anyway, so unfortunately, the results of all the studies, that study just seemed to push a unified theory of gay detection further and further away. So there's a book, Gay, Straight, and the Reason Why, gives what's probably the most useful definition of gaydar. So here's their definition of gaydar. It's the ability to spot people who are gay without the benefit of any explicit information about their sexual orientation. So that the author of the book is Simon Levay. He's a neurologist who studies brain structures, sexual orientation, and the connection between the two. So he says, scientifically, gaydar is mostly detecting traits typical of another gender. So Ray, let me ask you, how is your gaydar going?
It depends.
So when you see a person, can you actually tell that he's gay?
Sometimes.
Okay. So what do you... It's
gotten harder because the whole metrosexual thing happened, and now people are like, especially in the city. Outside of the city, I think it's a little bit easier. Because sometimes you just get the double look, that like checking each other out
thing. Oh, that, okay. That so even if it's a very, you know, a very masculine person, you wouldn't even tell that he's gay. Not that I'm saying that, you know. Anyway,
masculine you know gays. I mean? Masculine such gays. A thing.
There's no such thing. Masculine gays. Nah. Anyway, so yeah, when you see that, and then you can tell if they do a double look.
Well, just something, you know, just to like if you're checking them out, and then all of a sudden they check you out, and you're like, mm-hmm, confirmed.
So how do you check them out? You check them with the face, and then you look down. Is that what you do?
Yeah. Face has got a lot to do with it for me. So.
Yeah. How about talking to them?
I don't know. I'm too chicken shit to go do that.
Really?
So, yeah. Mm.
So anyway, I think I have, at some point, I think my gaydar is bad because I met someone and, well, I know someone and then I never knew he was gay until he actually asked me about me and my partner saying, so are you guys married? You know, I was asked, yes, I am. I am married and everything. So how about you? And because my gaydar is really bad, I had to ask him, so what's the name of your spouse? He said, because he did the deed. In Seattle, he said. Oh, okay. So I wasn't sure. I wasn't still sure if he's gay or not. So I had to ask him. What's your spouse's name? And he said, oh, my boyfriend? My boyfriend's name? Yeah, he said his boyfriend's name and everything. Oh, okay. So, okay, he's gay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking to him is just...
Was he a bear?
No, he's not.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah. You know, that's the problem. That's the difference between... not the difference, but that's something about bears. Many bears are, that I know, are actually very hard to tell if they are gay. In fact, I know a friend, a straight friend.
Some of it's bleedingly obvious, like spotlights are on them.
Yeah, like you know, what are they? A chiffon spills over their mouth.
Dolce & Gabbana purse falls over their mouth.
Yeah. And he said he's straight, but then he's telling me that he could tell somebody's gay. And they even ask him, how could you tell that he's gay? I didn't know he was gay. And then he was saying, yeah, I knew all along he was gay. I could tell.
You can't tell. Some people
can't tell. Yeah, you just can't tell.
I got somebody that I work with that I think's gay, but I can't prove it.
You can't prove it? How do you do that then? How do you then detect? How do you detect? How can you prove that? What if you ask him about...
Well, it's like work. I really don't care, so...
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why, too. I mean, if it's at work, you don't care. But I think...
Well, let's hear it. We thought they were gay, but then they showed up with black pants on and brown shoes to work. And I was like...
No!
No.
He's not gay.
And I was just like...
Black pants, brown shoes... And white socks?
No, he had on black socks, I think. But I was just like, no. But
are you saying that?
But not all gays have fashion sense either.
Yeah, that's right. Are you saying that he doesn't have fashion sense? That's why
he can't be gay. They're just pretty. That's all I got to say. They're just pretty.
Oh, okay.
So.
And what did you do again? You looked at the face and you looked down again.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Top Gun?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember Iceman?
Yeah.
All right. That's what he looks like. A version of Val Kilmer's Iceman.
Who's Maverick?
Maverick, I don't know who Maverick. Oh, Maverick was, what's his name? Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Cruise. Yeah. And then Iceman. Iceman was Val Kilmer.
Yeah. He looks like Iceman. In fact, that's what we generally call him at work, the Iceman.
Oh, really? Okay. But anyway, so audience, how is your gaydar going? Right. Do you have a very strong gaydar?
And here's the other thing. If I'm around a bunch of like lumbersexuals or these, whatever they're called today, where they're wearing like lesbian clothes and the big bushy beards and stuff.
Yeah, lumbersexual.
Oh, hipsters.
Hipsters. Okay.
Hipsters. It's hard to tell around them because some of them should be gay and they're just like supposedly straight. So,
you know.
But I'm like, you act worse than a gay man. So.
Anyway, so tell us what you think. How's your gaydar? And let us know. Email us. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, this week's gay. Despite anti-gay laws, Pride film set for release in Russia. Russia's controversial anti-gay homosexual... That's a long, long word. And I'm tired and get tongue-tied. I am so sorry. Let's start this over again. Russia's controversial anti-gay homosexuality propaganda laws won't stop the 2014 breakout film Pride from being released in the conservative country. Film distributor Arthouse, which releases independent and foreign films, will be responsible for distributing the Golden Globe-nominated British comedy, The Guardian reports.
Oh, it's a comedy. I haven't seen it.
Pride, released in 2014, was directed by Matthew Warkas and tells the story of a UK gay activist's work to help minors during their lengthy strike of the National Union of Mine Workers in the summer of 1984, according to the Internet Movie Database. Pride received critical acclaim after it debuted at the Cannes Film Festival in 2014. LGBT issues in Russia have been ongoing issues since President Vladimir Putin approved laws in 2013 that banned propaganda that promotes non-traditional sexual relationships to minors. Activists claim the language of the anti-gay measure is vague, allowing Russians to silence the LGBT community and spread violence.
Okay, so this is a movie that's coming out in Russia, and it says here that, Putin just doesn't want any kind of propaganda. This is pretty much propaganda.
Yeah,
propaganda. So. Do you think before it shows, when are they trying to get it out?
Well, it's coming to Russia. It's being released.
It's being released, and do you think he's going to stop it, or the government would somehow stop it?
I don't know. It all depends.
Because you know what happens? It's like the Streisand effect. If you ban something, it would even...
People want to watch it more. But it probably might.
I mean, that's what he's gonna do.
But it might be dangerous also for the people going there because they're going to see a movie about Pride and somebody finds out and then all the gangbangers are standing outside waiting on them when they get out of the movie theater.
Oh, that's right. It could be a trap. It's a trap. Oh my god, it's a trap. That's horrible.
So
you have a point. Okay, all of you watching this, you're all gay. You're all going to be arrested. I don't know. That's never going to happen.
Okay, on to the geek.
Okay, the geek one, I just chose this because it's about the future that we're going to have, which I think will trickle down to the cheaper cars. Because right now, it's all about Tesla. Tesla starts testing its autopilot features with Model S drivers. As promised, Tesla's latest autopilot features are out in the wild. A handful of Model S drivers are now testing the electric car's upcoming semi-autonomous tech, including the highway auto-steer, which tackles lanes passing in vehicle distance, and automatic parallel parking. Oh, that's just lazy. Ideally, these vehicular pioneers will find the last remaining quirks in both the autopilot's behavior and its interface, those edge cases that tend to creep up only in the real world. So it's not clear exactly when everyday Model S owners will get their turn, but it's important to temper expectations. The technology isn't really a peek at a future dominated by self-driving cars, at least not yet, which I think is going to happen, I don't know, 10 years from now maybe. So you'll need to flick the turn signal to pass cars, so you have to do it yourself, I guess, to indicate intent and absolve Tesla of liability. That's right, because if it auto turns and it blinks by itself, you know, they don't want any liability on that. So in the addition, so it won't help much when you're stuck in city traffic. Think of this more of a as a step up from the lane and braking assists that you see on other cars. They'll eliminate more of the monotony of driving, but there's no point at which you can completely glaze over it. I'm still looking forward to this, that our regular Toyotas or regular Hondas or
I just want the damn car to drive itself so I can take a nap on the way home from work.
Yeah, or
especially living up here, that'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, because the drive.
Yeah.
I would really love to have a self-driving car too, that you can start it and then let it drive, and then it will give you an ETA that you'll arrive in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and if you're a workaholic, you'll have your laptop out and just start working.
But see, the only thing that's going to get me, that's probably going to get you, is when you drive to New Orleans and you're like pedal to the metal, and then you turn on auto drive and it slows back to the speed limit.
Yeah, that's why you have to factor in. You see, what happens now, if you have that, then that means you have a more calculated, estimated time of arrival, because at that point, you may be in a dedicated lane just for self-driving cars, and it would have a more accurate calculation, I guess, since it's going to be steady 60 miles an hour, steady 65 miles. Well, going to New Orleans, it's going to be 75 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, it's okay to be slow, even if it goes down to 70 miles an hour, 65, as long as you can do other things. I mean, that's, to me, that's the point of self-driving cars, because you can multitask. I can work. I can go watch a movie. I can get roadhead or whatever.
Road rash.
Road
rash. I just want the bullet train tube things that Tesla's building, so I can be shot to New Orleans and be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah. How about not a ferry ride, you know, but a train you can ride your, or you can ride your, put your car in. Don't they have those kind of carriage things?
Well, they have car carriers, but that's usually for new cars.
For new cars. Well, not for buying cars, but it's actually transporting you.
Yeah.
I wish there's something like that. You can drive something and then go to a station and you ride on a train and then brings you there.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, you can drive around wherever you go, and then vice versa. That would do too. But a bullet train would be nice.
Yeah.
Don't they have something like that planned here from LA to, oh wait,
no, they're
from here to Austin, or here from here to Dallas?
Dallas. They're trying to do a high-speed train. But Tesla's actually building the giant tube that they shoot you through like a bullet. Mm-hmm. That they're starting to build outside of, I think, San Francisco.
Going to LA.
Well, no, they're going to do a like a 5-mile test track and see how it works.
Oh, so it's just, to Fresno. No, wait, Fresno? Frisco? Fresno. What's Fremont, sorry. Yeah. From San Francisco to Fremont.
Yeah.
Fremont is, I was talking to someone before, he said that I was in a karaoke bar. Yeah. No way. A Filipino in a karaoke bar. So I went to a karaoke bar, which was frequented by lots of lesbians for some reason. And we were there, and they're talking about, this was in South San Francisco, and they were talking about, oh, where do you, they met someone, called someone from the audience going to the stage. So where do you live? Oh, I live in Fremont. Oh, that's another country. That's how they feel about Fremont for some reason, for many people from San Francisco, because to them, Fremont, which is probably 25, I don't know how far, it's farther than San Jose from San Francisco. So people who have not left San Francisco for some reason, to them it's an almost another country going to Fremont, which is still in the north part. It's like I said, it's near Mountain View. It's near Mountain View, South San Jose, on the south side. It's near Google or YouTube. I don't know. So anyway, that's what I heard about. What?
A to Z. Alphabet. Ain't that what they are?
Oh, Alphabet. You're right. It's not Google anymore. They're Alphabet now. Okay, so what do you guys think of Tesla having these self-driving cars, autopilot?
I just want the self-driving car and the flying car. I want it here.
I don't know about the flying car. That having a flying car would be nice, but then there's a lot of licensing you have to do on that one.
I want to get to the point where it's just like going out and driving your regular car.
I guess, but maybe if it's automated.
A lot of it will be, I'm sure. So
yep.
Anyway, on to the bazaar.
Okay, Ray, you got this. This is the one you,
okay.
You posted it here. Okay.
The emerging fetish of laying alien eggs inside yourself or someone else.
I don't want this.
Recently, while on the internet looking for weird sex things, I came upon the gushing testimony of a young woman who had just discovered Primal Hardware's patented ovipositor. Is that how you say it?
Ovipositor.
Ovipositor. One of the most unusual and confronting sex toys I've ever heard of. The ovipositor is basically a big dildo that lays goopy eggs molded from gelatin in the body cavity of your choice. Fans of the ovipositor say that the sensation of mushy extraterrestrial ovum sloping back out of them is a real treat.
What?
So, and I'm all about letting your freak flags fly, so I'll talk more about this when we get done reading all right. The article. The owner of Primal Hardware was a man who insisted I referred him only as Lone Wolf, a Native American of indeterminate age, as he was apparently a builder, fast food dude, fashion model, church organist, butcher, and veterinary student at the University of New Hampshire before deciding I want to make an enormous egg-laying alien dicks. Is there any danger in putting the gelatin eggs up your butt or vagina? Everything in moderation. We are not doctors, and we're not about to comment on what is safe or unsafe to do one's body as it varies from person to person. I can say that I've used them many times without hurting myself. But frankly, it's up to the person using it to their own limits. For instance, if you're allergic to gelatin, if made properly, the eggs are firm but rubbery, similar to the consistency of gummy bears. See, I knew there were damn bears involved in this bullshit.
That's right.
Always the bears doing the crazy shit.
Uh-huh.
They dissolve with body heat rather quickly.
Okay.
So, here's the deal. So if you can make the bears like the eggs like gummy bears, then that means you can flavor them.
That's true. So what are you saying?
So I'm saying if you have a three-way,
all right,
and I'm the alien, you're Ripley,
okay,
and somebody else is another alien, then we can impregnate you, and we can have flavored eggs like meatloaf and mashed potatoes and egg, and then the other egg could be
apple taste.
Cinnabon cheesecake.
Okay.
And we can inject them in you, and then later we could have dinner.
Oh, gross. But anyway, it's weird. It's a dildo with a big opening in the end, which orifice. Can lay eggs.
Yeah. So you take the eggs and they get pushed.
So it's a dildo. You push it in, either a vagina or an ass. And then somehow it leaves the egg inside, and you have this full feeling, I guess, because as if you were impregnated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's kind of bizarre.
It's just like that time you put ping pong balls up there and shot them out.
Well, yeah, that's true. But ping pong balls do not dissolve. These do.
Well, it's just gelatin.
Yeah, it is gelatin. So I don't know if it's safe. I guess it's safe. It's just like
having, well, he didn't really say, so that was what got me. It was like,
he was saying
I can't say what's safe for you or me because we put all kind of shit in this stuff.
I don't think it's edible, though. I think it's really just big jello. They didn't say it's edible.
Well, you can make jello and make it firm like the gummy bears. You can get the recipe for that.
And then just inject it in.
Yeah.
So when it comes out and then you filch it. Oh, gross.
Or you can probably take one and make. Fill it up with gummy worms and then mold it.
Uh-huh.
And then make the gelatin that holds the gummy worms together so it dissolves faster. So then you get, all of a sudden you have worms coming at your butt.
Anyway. So it's almost like disease. It's almost like filching. But you know what filching is, right?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay. Can you explain what filching is?
I will not talk about such topics on TV.
What? You're not? Okay, I'm not going to. I want to, but I won't. But anyway.
That has to be a different podcast.
That's pretty nasty to talk about. Although we've talked about so many nasty things here already before. Anyway, so that's one fetish, I guess, where people can get into. So what's going to happen if it melts inside? If it's an ass or a vagina, then it just drips out.
And drips out. Like,
and cum. Then you do some kind of cum fart after that. Okay. Almost like comfort, but there's no cum involved.
Maybe we could come up with some eggs that are like, when they dissolve, they turn into like soapy stuff, and when you fart, you blow bubbles.
I guess this is what you can do. What if you use bath bombs inside it? You know, that could melt in your body too, right? But then that would be bubbly.
Yeah. also might be dangerous.
And that's dangerous because it's practically having soap inside your ass. Yeah, okay. So what do you guys think of this? Yeah. It's impressive, though. It's really big. I don't know if, you know, well, some people can handle it, I guess. And if it's, I guess it's okay if it's a vagina, but if it's an ass, well, I know some people can handle yeah. way
bigger. Most people can handle it.
Almost like clapping. Okay, so what else are we going to do? I guess, Ray, you know what? Since you're here, I guess we could catch up on some movies and TV shows that we've been wanting to watch. Yeah. Stuff like that.
He's got to get me a TV box because this new TV season's starting up. And next week I'll have some more stuff on what's starting because it actually, I think, starts next week.
What's going on next week?
That's like is the Fear of the Walking Dead?
Fear of the Walking Dead.
That starts this week or next weekend? I think it starts this Sunday night, I think.
Fear of the Walking Dead TV series is going to be airing when? August 23rd. Oh, my God.
So that's Sunday.
It's coming Sunday.
It's coming Sunday, so.
See, I think I need to upgrade our.
Yes.
I don't know if we have AMC or. I have to make sure that we have AMC.
We have to have AMC.
Is that an additional charge? I guess it would be, right?
No, you just probably. Well, yeah, check and see what you got. We'll look. We'll figure it out.
Oh, we don't have a DVR.
That's what we need to
That's what we need to Oh, my God. I have to do something this week. I have to get a DVR. Yeah, because to me, if you're in Comcast, all you have to do really is be online. Because this TV can hook up to the internet and be like a big Windows machine. So you just need a browser. So I launch Chrome, Google Chrome, and then just go to the Xfinity website. And then if you click on any TV show, and then it will detect, oh, you're in our network. Oh, now you can continue watching. It'll give you a authentication. So you can just
surf. Does it let you watch it the same day that it comes out?
That's a good question. But it's the same thing if you DVR it and watch it the next day. So unless you really want to watch it.
Well, no, I usually DVR it so I can fast forward through the commercials.
Okay.
And when you watch it online, you still have to watch the damn commercials.
Yeah, that's true. God, these first world problems, Ray.
I know, first world problems. Welcome to America.
Okay, so I have an assignment tomorrow to pick up a DVR for us. Okay.
And a box for me.
A PC box, you mean? Or a true box?
Whatever there is, that when you get the DVR, there'll be another box that goes with it that I can plug my TV in.
Yeah, but we don't have a cable connection.
You don't need cable, it's all Wi-Fi now.
Is it really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I can do that.
Just make sure it's the Wi-Fi one, yeah.
Okay.
It's like AT&T, all their stuff's Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there you go. First world problem solved.
That's right.
Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and we have a feedback, which we will
come back later. We have a feedback. I got your
email.
I got an email to talk about relationships. It's a little too soon for me to talk about it right now, but we will be talking about it in a couple episodes. So
yep. Mm-hmm. In the future, we'll talk about it when everything's settled in. And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. If you have an iOS or an Android app, you can listen to the show that way. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.